Oh, hi, and welcome back for my second episode of Condensed. How was it? I just forgot what my own podcast was called. And if you forgot, this month we are discussing personal development. So last week we were discussing goal setting. So how did you get on with making your goals? Did you make any goals, or are you thinking, actually, I'm still down with the idea of making my goals for the rest of the year during the month of January? Because, like I said, that's something you can do. There's no rush on this. Or are you someone who's like, yeah, Erin, it's in the bag. I have got my goals set. I know what I'm doing. They're written down. They're up where I can see them. I am doing this. Like, this is happening. So we are, what, 10, 9 day, 10 days into January. So two more days and you've gone past the official quitters day. So apparently 12th of January is National Quitting Day, which is apparently when everybody quits their New Year's resolutions or their New Year goals. So don't be one of those people. Keep going. I'm sure you're doing an amazing job. But obviously don't forget to let me know how it is that you're getting on with your goals. It's always nice to hear from you. And with that, we will move on to what this week's podcast is about. So, whether it was something that you decided that you wanted to do in your New Year's goals or not, but most people kind of want to continue learning things. I think that's, yeah, very first statement to say. A lot of people don't like not learning. Like, personally, for me, like, I love learning. Like, I think it's absolutely brilliant to either learn something that I already have a knowledge of, but to become better at it, or to learn something completely new and different. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to discuss today, or I'm going to discuss with you, options that you can look at if furthering your education or you something that you've got interest in, and areas of your life that you're like, yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. I want to know more about that. So I'm going to give you just a couple of places where you can actually find this information. Sometimes it's free, sometimes you have to pay for it. But like I said, you can do whatever you like. This is your podcast where I'm just giving you the basic information and then you can go off and go, yeah, actually, that is the best one for me. That's the way I'm going to do it. And then you can go off and do it. So not all of these ideas might be something that you want to take advantage of. But, just have a look, see what takes your fancy, and hopefully I'm going to decide which one is worth your time for you. So the first thing I want to discuss is, first of all, further education. It's not just for people that have just left university or just left school. It is absolutely available for absolutely anybody. And the beauty of the 21st century is that this further education is available in so many different places. So you can look at YouTube, you can look at Facebook, etc. And they're great places for tutorials. But if you want to learn from experts, start with a couple of these. So the first ones I think most people have generally thought of are your local councils and your local colleges. Now, local colleges usually are a given. I've actually used my local colleges twice. I first of all did a course in German, which I have since forgotten most of it. That's fair to say. Sometimes you keep these things, sometimes you don't. But I would go to college once a week. I think it was a Wednesday night, and it was always after work hours. And I did like a beginner's course in German, which was probably a little bit too basic for me because I had done German in high school. So I had a basic understanding of the language already. But I think I was just a bit nervous to go into anything more than beginners. And the other time I went to a local college was when I did my preparing to teach in the lifelong learning sector. So PETLs for you old school people, or your CET, which is the Certificate in Education and Training, which is what it is now known as. And I did that at a college in Birmingham. And I went once a week for a semester, and actually came out with a certificate with that one as well. So it was very much, I am now qualified to teach in the work environment, and utilize different ways to teach. I also had the benefit of having spent most of my life in teaching environments, in my church, we would teach, oh gosh, I think I teach at least once, twice a month. And that was to various different age groups. So I'd already got an understanding of how to teach, but I just needed something to say, yeah, you can do this. So that's what I did at my local college. Now, I also mentioned your local council, and this is something that I did as well a couple of years ago. I actually did it at the same time as doing my Petals course. It wasn't as long a course, and it was actually a mentoring course, and it was an introduction to mentoring through BAES, which is the Birmingham Adult Education sector. And they offer lots of different courses. And again, it's very similar to a local college. So it's generally always speaking on a set night. And it's, you know, again, a semester. Sometimes it's two or three semesters. But if you go online to www.learnbaes.ac.uk, they can actually give you a full prospectus on there to tell you what kind of courses they offer. Now, one that they offer for free for absolutely everybody are IT skills or computers. So if you're someone, I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you have a basic understanding of computers anyway, but you know, you might have a family member that's not very up to speed with able to use a computer. So you can actually get them signed up for this course. It's absolutely for free, and that's something that Birmingham City Council offer. And they have lots of different locations around the city. So for example, they've got Saltley Learning Centre, they've got the Spark Hill Centre, Trittyford Centre over in Bilsley. Where else have they got? They've got locations in Sutton Coldfield, Erdington, Birmingham City Centre. If you wanted to learn a language as well, it's not just things like basic skills of languages, of like IT and things like that. You can actually learn, if you go to the Brass House in Birmingham, which is, I would say, probably one of the biggest language schools, definitely in the West Midlands. You can learn everything from Arabic all the way through to something like Norwegian, or what else have we got on? Welsh. And they do beginners classes, they do improvers, intermediates, post-intermediates, advanced. And you know, those courses you generally do pay for. They do offer discounts based on your age or your financial income. So it is, don't rule it out and think, oh, well, you know, I work full time or I don't work at all. You can get discounts on your courses with the Birmingham Adult Education sector. So it's definitely worth looking at those. If you're not from Birmingham in the UK, I'm pretty sure most other councils will do this as well. I'm fairly certain this is going to be like, oh, year of little faith in my own local council. But I'm pretty sure if Birmingham can manage to do it, I'm fairly certain that most other councils, definitely in England, would definitely be able to do this. I would probably include Scotland in that as well. Wales, maybe, not too sure, because you are, you know, quite far flung in your areas, a lot of space between places. But like I said, you can look at, if you go online, it's got a whole prospectus of courses on there, whether you're, and all you've got to do is just look at where it is that you can attend. So for example, if I was thinking, yeah, I can attend the Trittyford Centre in Bilsley, I won't want to do upholstery for beginners. I might have a keen interest in thinking, sure, I've got a sofa that I want to that jazz up a little bit. Fine, not a problem. You can do an upholstery course every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And it's £72, and that'll take me from the 30th of January right through the 27th of March. They will obviously have another prospectus taking me after the Easter period as well. So definitely look at that. Look at your local council and see what kind of education support they offer. Another area that you can check, if you're thinking I can't keep to a fixed day or a fixed time, maybe your employer is not able to be as flexible as that you need. I was really fortunate when I did my courses that my employer actually allowed me to have like an earlier shift, so that I knew I would never miss a day of college. effectively, that they always made sure that I had that afternoon and that evening off to make sure that I could do that. And they even gave me extra time during my work day to make sure that I got my coursework done, because some of them, particularly the Petals course, did require coursework. So if you're thinking, these courses sound great, but I just can't get the time off work, this is a personal project, a passion project, so to speak, that you want to take up on, your employer's not going to let you have the time off work, not a problem. We have got online courses as well that you could check out. Now, these ones you do pay for, and it's through Woucher, that's Woucher. And if you go onto their website, on the very top, you can pick whichever city it is that you're in, but it doesn't really matter because these are online courses. And you can click on more. And when you click on more across the top, you can click on courses, and then it'll give you all the different types of courses that you can look at. So anything from courses to do with animals, for example, it might be dog behavior and training courses, or it might be, what else have they got on here? A dog walking course. I didn't even know you needed to do a dog walking course. I just thought you could just walk dogs. All the way through to writing courses. So maybe you want to become a novelist, like we discussed in last week's podcast, and you want to do the NaNoWriMo, and you kind of want to get a bit of a head start on how to write a novel. You could maybe look at doing that. And these courses range from about £14, is definitely the cheapest one. And it does it, it gives a price based on percentage of saving. So one course that I saw was actually like an administration, business administration course, very basic one. And it was a 95% discount. But the courses were, I don't think I've ever seen a course on here more than £29, to be honest with you. The only thing I will warn you on these ones is the quality may not be great. So if you're just doing it for an intro to something, definitely go ahead and do this. You're probably going to spend, you know, like I said, £14 to £29. It's going to give you an idea as to whether it's something that you can dedicate your time to, or that you can, if you've actually got an interest in it. That's the other big thing. Do you genuinely have an interest in psychology and cognitive behavioural therapy? Pay £29, do the course, see if you liked it. If you do like it, great. Go ahead, and if you want to be certified in it, go ahead and sign up for a legit course at your college and get an accreditation for it. But if you're thinking, actually, this is more hassle than it's worth, or it's not what I thought it was, i.e. I thought I'd be doing, you know, sort of like, if it's psychology, you know, getting into the depths of the psyche and things like that, and it's not what that is, then you can go, okay, psychology is not what I thought it was going to be. It's actually not as exciting. I'll probably knock it on the head, and all you've wasted is £29 and a couple of hours of your time. So definitely look at Woucher. It might be, you know, a hobby thing that you like, I want to improve a skill on, in which case you could do, what have they got on here? Online sophisticated baking and cake design courses. £14, supposed to be 198, it's a 93% saving. If cake pops are your thing and you want to know how to make them look fancier, get on Woucher. I'm not going to knock it if someone wants to try and do that course and then wants to bring that baked goods over to me. I'm totally down for that. So yeah, be very careful which course you go for. Don't get it thinking you're now going to be qualified to do something. I had a friend, and I'm sure he will not mind me mentioning this. He mentioned that they had a yoga course on here. So he bought it. I think it cost him, you know, again, like £29 or something like that. And when he actually sat down to do it, it was 4 hours of watching a slideshow. And nobody checked his work particularly. No one said, oh, this is the correct way to do, you know, showed him, physically changed the way his positioning was to check whether he was doing yoga correctly. Technically, he's a qualified yoga instructor. But even he said, Erin, it was a load of crap. And I definitely would not be comfortable in saying I'm a qualified yoga instructor and teaching a class next week. It's like, there's no way. So do be very careful. Like I said, these are great for an intro to something, but definitely not something you should rely on as a qualification. If, however, it's something that you're like, actually, I just need something to say that I can do this, and you're already very confident in what you've got and you just need that piece of paper to go, no, I know what I'm doing. I just need something to say that I'm qualified to do it. Then again, go ahead, do it on here if that's what you want to do. My next thing, sorry, I just had to take a drink. I'm so parched. My house is boiling today. So, got a nice glass of ginger ale left over from Christmas. Hang on a second. So the next one I want to go to is your Google Digital Garage. Now, I know a lot of people talk about the Apple stores and how they do all their courses, and that's all very well and great. But usually you have to go in, you have to make an appointment. And from what I hear, it's very difficult to make appointments. This is not me being anti-Apple, by the way. I'm not an Apple user. But I think sometimes getting an appointment to go and see someone, we're all pretty busy. I ain't always got time to be able to do things like that. So again, like I'm saying, these are just alternatives. But the Google Digital Garage is basically, it's all free certifications and online courses on how to teach you how to use Google better. They're online courses. They also do, or they used to have, Google garages, physical Google garages, in city centres. And as far as I'm aware, at the moment they only have two. They have one in Edinburgh and one in Manchester. And basically there you can book sessions with a coach to offer practical advice for up to 30 minutes per session. I tried to get on one once when they had a Google garage in Birmingham, and it was full. It was chock-a-block all the time. Don't understand why they closed the store, but yeah, if you want one of these, definitely something that you should book in advance. And the kind of sessions that they do, if you're going into their Google garage, is you can do coaching for your career or business, building a CV, write a cover letter, presentations for work, writing for social media. I know I discussed earlier that writing a blog post is very different from how I talk in my head or how I would talk to somebody else. And it's the same for social media. It's how to get that tone over in your tweets or your Facebook or your Instagrams to make sure that you're not condescending. And these things are absolutely brilliant for small businesses. If you're not worried about small businesses, maybe you're not a small business owner, but you are a small family and you want to keep your family safe from online, then you can actually, they do offer a course in this as well. Stay Safe Online in 2019 with Which. That, you know, they're working with some big names here. If your job, you're looking for a new job and you're thinking, oof, everyone's using Google Sheets now, guess what? They've got a Spreadsheets for Beginners class. Self-promotion skills. So it's probably things like how to actually make you stand out on LinkedIn, how to build a digital marketing plan. You could even do an intro to coding. Oh my goodness, I forgot how many courses that they actually offer, and that's just in store. If you're doing an online course, they're actually great because it says how to get a business online, and that's one of the first courses that they offer. It's a 3-hour course with 7 modules. When you click on the module on the course, it will tell you what you're going to get as part of your course. So you get video tutorials, easy to implement tips, end of topic assessments, and unlimited access. It's great for beginners. It lasts 3 hours and it's over 7 modules. And what this particular course does is, so it gives you a little blurb and it says, discover what it takes to start and run a successful business online. You'll also learn how to build a digital presence, use e-commerce, keep a safe business safe from hackers, and get noticed locally. So this is brilliant. If you've got a new side hustle that you're wanting to get out there, and everyone was wanting to be an influencer on Instagram, let's be honest, and that's no offense if you are, like, I applaud you. If you are one of those people that has managed to get an Instagram following and you're like doing all of the things, that's brilliant. But maybe you want to kick it up a notch. Maybe you want to support your local businesses, and because you're a local business, this would be a great course for you, and it's free. So what have you got to lose? The first 2 lessons are like 15 minutes. Then you've got 4 lessons at 30 minutes a piece. Then you've got 5 more lessons after that at 30 minutes a piece. And then it goes through, literally build your online shop, sell more online, build your web presence, get noticed locally. Each lesson's, you know, between sort of like 15 minutes and 40 minutes. And like I said, this is one that you can do whenever you're available. This is not about you've got to do it each week. Obviously, that helps if you can stay on top of it. But if you can smash it out in a week because you're taking a staycation, great. This is an absolute win for you. But it's all about how to utilize Google a little bit better for you, your home, your business, or your personal development with regards to getting a new job or something like that. The last one that I want to discuss is one called Coursera. It's CoursERa.org. Now, this one, I came across this one quite a few, actually probably about 2 or 3 years ago now. And basically, I can't remember how it was that I found it, but it is, it's an online company that provides you with online seminars from legit universities. And I'm not just talking about, you know, random universities that you've never heard of. I'm talking places like Yale and Arizona State University, or Wesleyan University for that matter, University of Florida. I've seen some University College London, I think it's on there. You know, where these are legit universities, where you can get legit qualifications, or, you know, where it's certified. You can do either a free course where there's no certification, but it's just online seminars that you get to watch. After each seminar, they usually do put like a little written segment on there that you can fill in. It doesn't always get looked at by the tutor, so to speak, because these obviously are pre-recorded and they just have it on a loop type thing. But it gives you an opportunity to feel like you're a student and submit information as if you were a student. And I usually find, personally for me as well, when you're writing these things down, they tend to stick in a little bit longer. If you did want a certificate, so for example, if I wanted a certificate in the science of training young athletes from the University of Florida, I can enroll on that course. They say it's a beginner level and it takes approximately 20 hours to complete. It's 5 weeks of study and they would recommend 2 to 3 hours per week. I can do that one. It's 100% online, so unfortunately I don't have to go to Florida. That's a shame, I know, because everyone knows that I love a holiday. I can do it all online. If I just want to do the course, absolutely fine, no problem, absolutely 100% free. But if I wanted a certificate to, I don't know, put on my CV on my LinkedIn, or some people just like having a certificate to say I've done this, and it's normally about £38, and they will send you a certificate as well to say you completed this course. And you're like, okay, I feel a little bit more boss now. And that's not, I mean, I've just picked a random one, but you click on browse on their website, and obviously don't worry, I will put all links to all of the websites that I have mentioned onto my show notes at erintheperrin.wordpress.com. If I was to click on to browse, it puts it into categories first of all. So I've got learning language, health, social sciences, maths and logic. It is an American website, so it says math and logic, but, you know, maths and logic for the rest of us that speak real English. Arts and humanities, physical science and engineering, data science, business, computer science, personal development, information technology. If you wanted to, you could also do a degree online as well, through the University of Illinois. They have quite a few of degrees from there. Or you could do, where else have they got, Master of Computer Science in Arizona State University, University of Pennsylvania for Master of Computer and Information Technology. University of London for a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. Now for these ones, because it is a degree, you do have to qualify to be able to get a degree. It's not as easy as, oh, I'll just do that one. And obviously, it's not £38. They are between sort of like 10 to 15 grand, depending upon your geographic location of your students. I'm presuming that's 10 to 15 grand if you're a UK student. if you're an overseas student. Normally, unfortunately, we do charge you more for that. But with these ones as well, you know, it says this is 23 modules. It's going to take you between 3 and 6 years, depending on how much time you put into it. So don't be fooled to think that all of them are £38 or all of them are free. You can get a degree for free, you just don't get the certificate. But they do offer legit qualifications on here. Coursera is probably my favourite. And this one, you've got a weekly seminar. Like I said, you fill in the written segments throughout the course, and they usually have a quiz at the end of the week. And then they have another quiz right at the end of the course as well. And it is a really good one to see if you're looking for something a little bit more in-depth as well. They do some of the beginner courses, but I tried doing one, some positive psychology, and was totally lost within about the first 2 hours, probably not even that. I thought I knew a little bit about positive psychology, and I thought one of these courses would be right up my street. Apparently not, but you know, I don't mind. I'm here to share that information with you. When you click on each course as well, let's say Everyday Parenting, the ABCs of Child Rearing, as if there's a qualification or a course for that. On the top, it's got what the course is about, what the syllabus is, so it tells you about each module. And then you can click on the review as well. So for example, on this one, it says 50% started a new career after completed these courses. That's after 153 reviews, and 25% got a tangible career benefit from this course as well. So first of all, it gives you stats, which everybody loves. So if you are using it for a new career, this will tell you if it's worth it. And then on the reviews, it'll give what people are actually saying about it. So for example, this is a must-do course for parents-to-be, parents and teachers. We need to build physically and mentally strong kids in the future. For this, we need to adapt to these simple steps as per this course. That was by SB on the 13th of October, 2017. So you can do that. It tells you who your professor is. So this is Sterling Professor of Psychology and Child Psychiatry, Alan E. Kasdan, PhD and ABPP. I don't even know what an ABPP is. And that's offered by the Yale University. So massive thumbs up from Coursera. You can also link the Coursera courses onto your LinkedIn as well. So definitely worth a look. So there you go. You have got lots of opportunities if you're still looking to see how it is that you can better yourself throughout 2019, or maybe just for, you know, Erin, I don't want to do 2019. Let me just get to like Easter. That's great. If you're thinking further education might be for you, or you're in a situation where you can, because don't forget, a lot of these things as well, like I know Coursera and Google Digital Garage definitely have apps as well. So you can do it on the bus or on the train on your commute to work. We're in the 21st century. Technology is literally at our fingertips. So you can do as much of this coursework or as little as this coursework as you possibly want to see. Basically, where is 2019 going to take you? Let me know what courses it is that you're thinking of doing, or where it is that you're going to go for your courses, or whether you're just going to say, I'm just going to start with a YouTube tutorial. For example, for me, I desperately want to learn how to curl my hair properly. I got some hot rollers for myself for Christmas. That, my friend, is a YouTube tutorial. Definitely won't find any of those things. Hair curling definitely won't be on any of the places that I've mentioned today, but there are other things on there that I will definitely be looking to take advantage of. So let me know what courses it is that you're thinking of doing, what it is that you would like to learn for yourself in 2019. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.